StartupRad.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Jörn from StartupRad.io, once again here at Accelerate with my lovely guest.
Hi, I'm Michel again. Good to be back with you guys.
Yeah, we have been talking a lot about how it is here in Germany, how you see the German startup landscape, startup scene in general so far. And let's talk a little bit about what your company actually does.
So what we do is we have this intelligent software analytics platform. It's called Gamma. And it just helps you write better software. And the way we do it is we spend almost 7 years in research and development of our algorithms. And we believe that in the coming days, it's not even in the future, one, software is going to be very important. And I took the example that it's going to be in our bodies in 5 years. And the second is good software developers are going to be very rare or expensive.
They already are, but the more specific you get with your demands, with your requirements for what the person should do, the fewer people there are, even speaking globally, right?
Exactly.
You can only have like a handful of specialists exactly. in any given subject.
Exactly. So how do you solve it? So with our technology, you can be good in programming, but if you use our technology in your software development process, you become a super programmer. So we have, through our technology, we are bridging the skill gap in companies so that people can write software and you don't have to be, you know, Steve Wozniak, or you don't have to be a Mark Zuckerberg in terms of their coding skills or Linus Torvalds. You can be who you are, and through our technology, you can write better code, better software. That's what we do. It has the ability to find very hard problems. It's almost like an autocorrect for codes. When you're writing program, it finds problems in real time, and even better, using AI and machine learning, it starts telling you how to fix the problems. So you do not need to depend on experts, and you can be who you are. And it's very easy to use, so you don't have to be an expert to use it. And that's our mission. Our mission is to help people write better software and reduce the dependencies of people on the development task.
And how would I need to visualize it, how it actually works? So I'm sitting here writing my code, then have to go through your machine, your tools?
So you don't even have to go through it. So what it does is it plugs into your development environment.
Mm-hmm.
It plugs into your software repository. So whether you have Git or Bitbucket, these are standard software repositories. And as you write code and you check it in, or even if you don't check it in, it plugs into your IDE, it finds problems based on intelligent algorithms that we have invented, and for some of them applied for patent as well. And it starts finding hotspots. Because that's what it does. It's almost like Google search. When you search for, say, find a restaurant near me, you may have misspelled restaurant, you may have misspelled near me, but Google understands the context of what you're trying to do based on certain aspects. We don't do all that creepy stuff sometimes. We do it on core software engineering principles. And we tell you, okay, this method, or these couple of classes are going to create an issue. This issue can impact your maintainability, it could impact your robustness. But don't worry, press this button and we'll tell you how to fix it. And this gets better the more you work with it. It's almost like Siri or Alexa. And eventually comes a time, it almost becomes your buddy. It becomes the buddy of every team. It becomes the buddy of any project, any management people, because it also has very strong visualization. Because that's one thing we were very surprised why aren't beautiful tools made for engineers. And I think Gamma is a tool that has a lot of strong visual elements which can make complex software easily understandable by anybody. I think that's the other important thing, transparency. Because software is going to be in your body in 5 years, and you really need to know how good it is. And you can do that through Gamma. So mm-hmm. it's that's the direction we're going.
There like a YouTube video or something on this?
We are just developing the YouTube video. We launched the product it really went live in January. We have some global customers, corporate customers using it. But we have a video. We have a website. It's there. You can use it. It's on the cloud, and we are developing it. We want to get the word out. So YouTube videos, social media channels are going to be very important for us.
And whoever listens to this audio only podcast, because my camera died on me, unfortunately, go down in the show notes, either if it's on our website, on Facebook, on YouTube, go down there and you'll find a link to get to your tool.
Perfect. Great. Yeah, just use it. And in fact, we have an open source version. So if you develop for open source, you can register for the product, you can use it online for free for life. That's our way of giving back to the community. If you're giving back an open source piece, if you're developing and contributing to the open source, you can use Gamma to check your software to ensure it's good quality for free for life.
Does it work with any software, like any programming language? And for example, if you do some like ABAP coding for SAP, would it work as well?
In theory, yes. So right now, the languages we support are all the modern programming languages: C, C++, Java, JavaScript, Python, Go, TypeScript, PHP. And we honestly haven't got a request for ABAP. But if a customer wanted support for ABAP, we could do that. But that's the beauty of the technology. We've developed it from the first principles of software engineering, from the world of object-oriented, from the world of procedural programming. And therefore, our algorithms can easily be applied to different languages, because most of the programming languages come from these schools.
And now a question, because I know there's some old software out there. Can you go like back in time and support languages like COBOL? Yeah,
as I said, in theory, yes.
In theory, yes.
because for us, all we need to do to support COBOL is take the COBOL or the parsers or the assembly, the compilers, and build the support for the language. But we haven't done that yet. We have some large corporates who are in conversations with us, and we might support it by the time maybe this interview is live. But today it's not supported.
Mm-hmm. I see. I think we talked enough of your view of Germany in part number one of this interview. If you have not heard it, go down in the show notes and listen to it. And what I would now like to do is do a little wrap up. So first, a question like going back like 15 years, what is the most important thing you would have loved to tell yourself when you could go back 15 years and tell you there's one important thing? What would it be? Be more careful, be more brave, be more whatever.
I should have left my corporate job earlier and started my company much earlier than I did today. Because I think entrepreneurship is amazing. It's almost like a movie. It has highs, it has lows, and we all have one life. And I think we should really do something meaningful in our life. And it's not that everyone is a superhero or everyone is going to save the world, but I think that's one thing I would have told myself: quit your job early and start Accelair now and not wait for another.
Okay, I see. And I like to throw this question to some of my interview partners. If you could describe yourself either with the title of a movie, a book, or a combination of both, what would it be and why? He's smiling, he's thinking.
Movies have sequels, books change, but if there's one book movie combination that I think
I once talked about me and I said I'm a combination of Forrest Gump and Pinky and Brain.
No, I think I would probably say I think my would be War and Peace by Leo Tolstoy. Your life is all about ups and downs, and I think it's a fun way to reflect how you are. You are you're always going through this. So it's a combination of War and Peace, and I've read a bit of Shakespeare, so I would say a Midsummer Night Dream. That would be.
That's interesting. Epic work by a Russian writer spanning, I think, almost 1,000 characters. I read it and a third through, I lost track of the character, so I had to take notes to be able to understand it. And combined with William Shakespeare, a play where fantasy creatures wreak havoc on a magic forest. That's a really interesting combination, I gotta admit it.
Sometimes you just look back in life and think it's just magic, how things happen. It's just completely super exciting. And that's what I tell everybody, just power through, you know. If you're going through tough times, things will change like magic. And if you're going through great times, things will go bad. So just tally-ho, and it's
going to
be okay.
Great. Amazing interview. Thank you very much. Greatly appreciate it. And when I get a new camera, maybe in the winter, I come back and we do another video interview. Well, this was an attempted video interview anyway. But as you can hear, you're not seeing anything, right?
Yeah, actually, we're sitting in a nice, beautiful island in Ibiza.
I wish. Thank you.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.